dedicated this Kiddush here Leiloi Nishmas that the El Sheina Bas Yeshua followed. Okay, the Torah says Vayedav Hashem Moshe Lemor Nabel B'nei Yisrael V'Kuli Truma Eish Kuli Ish Hashem Venu Libo T'chuas Trumasi. So there's a famous Tana Debe Eliyahu on page 4. It says, Kevin Shekibul Yisrael Ol Malchus Shemayim B'Simcha for Amru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasi V'Nishma. Those words Klal Yisrael says Nasi V'Nishma V'Yad Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Shomar Yisrael She'yosu L'Mishkan She'nemena Be'er L'Yisrael Asu L'Mikdash Shechad Yimsocha. The way it's quoted in the Sfarim is Kevin She'amru Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma, then right after Hashem says V'Kuli Truma. So what's that connection? And right in Mishpatim, right, they said Nasa V'Nishma, right, and now V'Kuli Truma. So what's the connection between once they said Nasa V'Nishma, they Hashem now commands them to yeah. Okay. So we know there's a famous Gemara in Kedushin on page 7. Machshava tova mitzarfa lemaisa. That if you have the Pashup Shot means if you're good, you have a good machshava, but you weren't able to do it, whatever you wanted to do, but you had good intention. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat it ki'ilu you did it. That's the Shenema az nidbu yuei Hashem Yishma yei v'akshev Hashem Yishma v'yichtov sev zikron l'fonom yuei Hashem chol shishma. May chol shishma amar rav asya fil choshev odu masatz mitzvah v'nenas v'lo asah. Mala alach avach kosuv ki'ilu asa. But machshava ra, but if you had a bad machshava ra, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for l'maisa. So it only works in your benefit. Because if you had an intent to do something bad and you didn't do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzar for the Maisa. So that is the famous. So there is a fascinating pshat from the Rebbe of Zusha. Is the brother of what?
Rebbe
Elimelech. The Rebbe of Zusha. He says pshat in the Gemara in Chulin, on page 8. Shama Rebbe heard that Rav Pinchas ben Yair is coming. Nafak lape, he went out. I'm a labor. So, oh, that's Lee. He said, come, you can come into my house, have a meal. Hamalo. Hey. So he said, yeah. So, tzahavu panav shel Rebbe. Yeah. So Rashi said, so guru, Sameach, in other words, he was very happy. So, why? Neshalohaya Rapinchas Rogil Lehonos Mishalacherim. As Rapinchas Ben Yair usually didn't want to benefit from other people. So the fact that he was coming to his house to eat, he was ecstatic. Amalo, Kemedum Hatasha Mudar Hanami Israelani? He said, "What? In other words, why are you so happy?" Well, he's saying, "The Pinchas Ben Yair saying back to him, what do you think? I took a nether that I won't get hanor from anybody? Why are you so happy that I accepted your invitation?" Yisrael Kedoshim Hei. He says, "This is my thing. Yisrael Kedoshim Hei. Yesh Rotze. There's some people who want to benefit." Want to give to others, but they don't have the means. Yesh rotze ve'elo. Some people want to give host people, but they don't have. Yesh sheyesh lo, but some people have, but they're not interested in giving. Yesh sheyesh lo ve'elo rotze. Usiv al tzilachem v'slechem ra ayin. So he says you shouldn't take from a rai. So the same thing over here. Kedu achol v'shtei yomalcha ribu ba'umcha. Some people say to come, but they don't really have. So some people want to do it, have the ability, but they don't want to do it. They don't want to invite. Some people want to invite, but don't have the ability. Some people don't have the ability, but they want to invite. So he says, some people say come, but they don't really have. But you have, and you want. So it's great. The only problem is, but I have to run now to a Dvar Mitzvah, so I can't accept the invitation right now. Kiadarna, when I come back, I'll stop by. And that was the story. So what did the Rebbe Reb Zusha say? I'll tell you in the pre-chaim. It's on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, on page 10. Abba Midas Bidos Netzstaka. There are four midos in Nosnei Tzaka. Arotze Yishitein V'lo Yidnu Acherim. Because he wants to give but the others shouldn't give. Ein Aram B'shal Acherim. Yidnu Acherim V'hu Lo Yitein Ein Aram B'shalom. Yitein V'yidnu Acherim Chasid. Lo Yitein V'lo Yidnu Acherim Rasha. But some people want to give but they don't want anyone else to give. They're the only ones that they want to stand out that they gave. So some people want to give, and lo yitnu acher. They want others to give, and some want other people to give. They shouldn't have to give, and some people want to give, and the other people should also give. That's the chassid, and then some people lo yitain lo yitnu acher. So he's a rasha. So this is what the Rebbe Reb Zusha says, page 10, bottom line in the Prechayim, on the left side, the arrow on the left side. The Nira, Hine Shamati Min Arava Godol Butzina Kadisha Menoch Moreno Rav Zusha. Hamasha Omru Machshava Tova Gadosh Baruch Hu Metzar Fa L'Maisa. What's that idea? Machshava Tova Gadosh Metzar Fa L'Maisa. It should say Machshava Tova K'Maisa. What lesson can Metzar Fa L'Maisa? What's the Tziruf? So he says a beautiful idea. Al pi ma she'amru b'gemara, b'Reb Pinchas ben Yair, she'nafek Rebbe la'ape, Rebbe went out, v'amru le'i ritzoncha she'tisore etzli, amru le'hein, tzavu panav shal Rebbe, amru le'i kemduma ad she'mudur hanam Yisrael. Then he said the whole thing. I have a document about Shalom Yisrael kedoshim him. V'zeh she'yesh lo v'eina rotze, Elon said, if yesh lo v'eina rotze, why is he called Kaddish? Emes Eina Rotsa B'Lev Sha. Avol Machmas Midas Abusha Sheyesh B'Yisrael. Machmas Busha. See, some people want to give it, want to do it, because they have Busha. In other words, it's not that they really want to invite the guy. It's that, how can I not? So it's a Busha. I'd be happy if he wouldn't have been here, this guy. But it's busha for me not to. I'm going to look bad. So Alkei Korosho Bechalal Yisrael Kedoshim, because Yisrael Kedoshim Yesh, you know, what does it say? Yisrael Kedoshim. This is Lashon. Yesha Rotsa Ve'Elo. But then is Yesh Lo Ve'En Rotsa. So why is that Kedoshim? So he says like this. Here, Yadu Mamaram. Here, page 11. Sh'adam osa mitzvah konola prakli dechad. Was when you do a mitzvah, you get a malach. Malach nivra, min a mitzvah. You have a malach that is created by your mitzvah. You know, gam a malach yesh guf and neshama. But there are two parts to a malach. There's the guf of the malach and the neshama of the malach. So a person does staka, or invites someone over. But he doesn't really want to. So what is Hakadosh Baruch Hu says? You did, but the bottom line is you did a good maisa. Ha maisa hu tov, v'nivra guf malach. Ha v'ein ha malach hazechius. In other words, if you want to do something good and you did it and you want to do it, then you create a malach with a good guf and a good neshama. But if you just did it and you really don't want to do it, so you the maisa you did, so you create the guf hamalach, but that type of malach doesn't have what? A neshama, because you didn't really want to do it. Sha'asiyas hamitzvah below ritzono klal machrach busha aval klos Yisrael heim. But so what does it mean? Klos Yisrael b'shor shechad v'yesh b'chol Yisrael yesh shirotz ve'en olohu klom shirotz alitet stach v'lhazmin achar ve'en olohu yesh lotzar. So there's some people that want to do it, but they don't have the ability to invite someone over. He wants to give tzedakah, but he doesn't have the ability. So he's very upset. So what is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the malach creates the neshama without the guf. Because he wanted, but he didn't do it. So that's what it means. Machshava tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa. Means like this. There are going to be some Jews that really don't want to do it, but they do it even though they don't want. Some Jews really want to do it, but what? But they don't have the ability. So some malachim are created with a guf b'li neshama, because they didn't want. Some, they wanted, but they couldn't do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa means he takes different people's actions. He says, your action was a maisa b'li Rasa. This guy had the Rasa B'li Neshama, and he puts it all together to mitzaref your Maisa with this other guy's Rasa. In other words, you did a good Maisa, but you didn't have the Rasa. The other guy had the Rasa, he didn't have the Maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what? Machshava Tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref al-Maisa means your Machshava Tova, but it's only a Machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Shidduch with what? With the person who did a Maisa without a Machshava, and now he grew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Shleimus by using one person's Maisa and another person's Machshava. That's the word of the Rebbe, Rebbe Zusha. Oh. So says the Sefer Yad Shalom. He wants to give pshat in that Medrash that we saw, that B'shar Sha'amru Yisrael Nasev and Ishma. So he quotes the Rebbe Zusha. He says, "Uvzeh Marti." Now we don't have to read the Rebbe Zusha again. So "Uvzeh Marti" at the bottom of page 14, the left column, last paragraph. "Uvzeh Marti l'farsh Masha Anu Mispalim." Oh, so he says a beautiful pshat. This was what in the Gemara. Did I Xerox this Gemara? This is the tefillah of what? Of the Kohen Gadol? Let me see if there is it. Yeah. So what does it say? Lo yitzarchu amcha beisel zela ze, v'lo lamacher. So, Bez Hashem, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to show you a pshat today that he has, and then another pshat. What does it mean? So Pasha Pshat means that, what, the Kohen Gadol is mispalel, when he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that Klal Yisrael should not, you should be self-sufficient. You shouldn't need zela zeh, you shouldn't need anyone's tzedakah, and you shouldn't need any other nation to help you. So he says a new pshat. The Savior Hashem. We should be able to do Hashem's mitzvahs b'shleimus, meaning when I do a mitzvah, it should be with a maisa and a ratzon. So I don't need someone else's. Because maybe I only did a good maisa without a ratzon. I'm going to need someone else's ratzon to be mitzurf to me, or maybe I had a ratzon but not a maisa. I need someone else. No, I should be able to do it b'shleimus. Shelo yitzarchu zel azeh. Hein b'maisa, I should do the mitzvahs b'maisa, hein b'machshava, v'lo nitzarech l'tzarech l'achayim, k'day sh'yem b'yachad machshava u'maisa. Rakol echa b'atzma yizke lasos mitzvah shleima, v'al yizeh zeh yivre malach sholem guf u'neshama. V'al zeh omar hachach mikol odom, tovim hashnayim min ha'echad. Hainu sh'yoshe tov sh'ashnayim, hainu ha'machshava u'maisa ha'mitzvah yu min odom echad. Tovim hashnayim, it's better that the shnayim, the machshava and the maisa, what? Come min ha'echad. Come from one person. That we don't have to have one person's ma'isa and another person's machzava. Tov mashnayim min ha'echad. So he says, that's pshat. No markosov yichuli truma. Perish. Shafishu mamona nadova. Yichuli truma. You should do a ma'isa mitzvah. Pagam me'ez kol isha she'ed venu limo. Perish loshen rotzen tov. And she'elo gam machshava. I should do the ma'isa, but I also should what? Yidvenu libo. I should have the ratzon. So that's pshat. Tavid ve'al b'shasha amru yisol nasa v'nishma. Nasa is the ma'isa. V'nishma is the machshava. Dain shakar shvach yitzarach machshava l'ma'isa acherim. Azay miyad amru hakadosh baruch hu vilchu truma b'maisa v'gam meis kol isha she'edvenu libo hain machshavas ha-mitzvah b'af ofen zeh tichu as trumosi she'zeh ofen ha-mu'ula b'yose she'yu tovim ha-shnayim min ha-echad she'en ha-machshavah hain ha-maisa yeh me'yadom echad. So that's what he says. When Klai Yisrael said nasa v'nishma means we're going to do nasa the maisa mitzvah and with nishma ala machshavah, and which means that hakadosh baruch hu will connect maises and machshavas. Hayinu shakadosh baruch hu yitzarach machshavas ul maisa acherim. So right away, hakadosh baruch hu says v'yichli truma b'maisa v'gam meish kol isha she'edvenu libo machshavas ha-mitzvah. Rach ba'ofer kazeh tchichu as-shush moshe. So zeh ofer ha-mu'ula b'yose. He says, you're saying nasa v'nishma, that there'll be maises and machshavas. In the klal, there'll be nasa v'nishma. As a Claudius Dicker thing, because some people will be doing maises, not so good machshavas. Some people have machshavas, not so good maises. That's what the klal is saying. Nasa v'nishma. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu will make the shidduch from one guy's maise and another guy's machshava. But Hashem said, but you should realize, even though you said nasa v'nishma, that I do these things, but I'm mitzarif l'maise. But the best way is really that yichuli truma me'ez kol ish, that tovim hashnayim. That it's better if each of you on a singular basis could be able to do a ma'isa and also have the right ratzon and machshava. And this idea also, Rabbi Aaron Teitelbaum in his parish on Pirkei Avos, on the, you know, we say at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba Shenem Amamech Kulam Tzadikim. So he says on page 19, he quotes the Rebbe Reb Zusha about Machshava Tova Gadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarech L'Maaseh. But he says, Omnam, page 20, right, sorry, Yeshlam Dafkik Shen Meisrael Heim Ha'achtus As Shaykh Lomah Shem Mitzarech L'Maaseh Shalzeh L'Machshava Osul Shalzeh. because shneim nasim lansim v'shleimus. Masha ein kein she'ena ba'achdus, ena mekul guf echad. In other words, this idea that Hashem Baruch Hu is mitzarif ma'isa l'shav l'ma'isa is because everyone's part of the one klal. So then you did a good ma'isa, but you didn't have a good machshava. You had a good machshava, you didn't have a ma'isa. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's what Rashi is, kedoshim to you. So what does Rashi say? Parsha zu nemra b'hakel. HaKavarok im deitzu al dekorem tog kedoshim, k'shem v'achdus m'tzarfim kulam yu b'hakel. Sh'az m'tzarf ma'isa shal zeh, with the other guy's machshava. So that's what it means. Kol Yisrael yeshlam chelech lam abba. Hagab sh'yesh b'Yisrael b'chinas yeshlo v'einu rotza. But what do you mean kol Yisrael yeshlam chelech lam abba? Some people have maises, but they don't have good machshavas. Some have machshavas, they don't do maises. Chidush don't say you can't keep them in mitzvah shneim. Because mokum Hashem etov mitzar machshav zuzeh u'maisa shalzeh. Bein shneim miskayim rotzen Hashem. Yizkulam chayel olubah. Shneim amech kulam tzadikim perish. Kasher am Yisrael heim kulam kiyachem mitzarfen zel zeh. As heim at tzadikim olam yishu arz. So yizkul Reshus chelkam olam haba. That's a matosh kulam ante ivarecha. They must say doily perspire. Because afa mitzvah shenasarach mufal, lo nachshem matoyl espire yoskir. So that's what it means. Kol Yisrael yeshlam chelak olam haba, even though everyone's not, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, because omech kulam tzadikim. Meaning kulam, if you kulam biyachad, if you start from zeh zeh, then you're netzer matoy. Meaning, it's one tree, and everyone's just a branch from that one tree. So if that's the way you are, so then call Yisrael Yeshalem Chelek Lo'ol Mamba. Because the only this idea of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzarf Maisalim, one's the guy's person's Maisa, the other one's Machshava, is if we all feel connected to each other. So we're all part of this global tree, and we're coming out, so then we have this idea. So the idea being that, you know, the ultimate thing in life is to have a good ma'isa and a good machshava. But we don't always have the greatest ma'isa. We don't always have the greatest machshava. We should know what the goal is. But that doesn't mean that if I can't have a pure machshava, then I don't do the ma'isa. If it's a good ma'isa, I should do it. Even though maybe the machshava is for ulterior purpose. Okay, so what? Tok shalo lishma bo lishma. And everything you do, if it's good, then one day HaKadosh Baruch will make a shidduch with your mice and someone else's machshava who was thinking to do it. But so the ultimate is yitklu truma and me'ez kol ish yidveru libo, to have both of them. And if you don't, the fact that you had a machshava, that's meaningful, even though you didn't have a mice. The fact that you had a mice, we should try to do both. We shouldn't be lazy. We should try to do as both as we can. But sometimes we just don't have the ability to have one of them or the other. But do whatever you could. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and you should feel part of the cloud. And then your Maisa will one day link up with someone else's Maisa. Because nothing is in vain in the world. Because you did a good Maisa, that's in the hemispheres. That's you created something. You created a Malach. You created a Metzias. You did have a good Machshava. I always give mutzah, people have a good machshava, they don't carry out to fruition. That's a separate shmuz. But lemaisa, if you had a good machshava, you should try to carry that, but if for some reason you couldn't, but the machshava means something. The maisa means something. You know, don't say all or nothing. I'm doing a maisa, I don't really want to do it, but do it. So you can't really, you don't have a full machshava, but you did the maisa. Nasa v'nishma is kolius. Hashem will take all the maises and put a shidduch with all the machshavas. So b'shar she'omah, the Yamshalom says, the Talmud Yerushalmi, b'shar the Klal Yisrael says, nasa v'nishma on a global level, that we'll do the nices and nishmas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will b'shadach them together, Hashem says, yeah, but realize I do that if you feel part of the same nation, but the best way is v'yichuli truma, kol yish hasheh yidvenu libo. That you should have both of them in every, but don't be all the attitude of all or nothing. It's not all or nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzarf l'maisa, the Rebbe Rav Zusser's beautiful vort, that a machshava tova, yad a machshava tova, One day Hashem will make a shidduch between that machshava and somebody else's maisa that was done without a machshava to create a real strong malach. Because everything we do is meaningful. We have a good maisa, we do machshavas. Again, the goal is always to do both. Don't never be lazy thinking that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the maisa, so, I wanted to read a shidduch, but I was lazy. I never called up the guy. Do. But sometimes there could be a chavis, an onus, something like that. But realize that the machshava alone is meaningful, the maisa alone is meaningful, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate shadchan. This is part of the thing. The Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. So what does he do with the rest of the time? So he's meshadach shidduchim, the Medrash says. So obviously shidduch means a husband and wife. It could mean a person with a job is also a shidduch. This person with this job also a shidduch. But this is another idea, that one person's maisa and another person's machshava to create a malach is also part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So v'yichuli tshuva, when Klal Yisrael said nasa v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says v'yichuli tshuva. Yeah, nasa v'nishma, I do that. But the best thing is equally true, made kolisha shen yidvenu libo, to have the maisa v'yikuli, and also have yidvenu libo, to have the real machshava. That's the ultimate goal. Anything short is meaningful also, and Bez Hashem, we should do whatever we can, never be lazy to do less, but ultimately realize that anything we do, anything we think, is creating realities in the world. Creating the realities of the world, of all these malachim, that Bez Hashem should protect Klal Yisrael, and all the needs to protect the Yechidim, protect the Tzibur, Bezda Shem Yisbarach.